Hey everybody, it's JB. Welcome to the Dark Side Records podcast. We got a special edition this episode. It's our annual Black Friday recap. Black Friday was a couple days ago, and we had a bunch of stuff going on in the store. You can get a full list of everything that we had pretty much in the last episode, so I won't bore you with all that. This episode is, of course, interviews with people from the list, waiting way too goddamn early in the morning. But before I got to that, I just wanted to take a quick second to say thanks. Thanks everyone who came out. Thanks everyone who supported our store. Thank you everyone who participated, everyone who shopped. And I want to give a special thanks to Underground Coffee and Ales in Highland and North River Hops and Brewing in Wappingers. On Saturday, which was Small Business Saturday, we had an after party at Underground Coffee and Ales where we premiered our first beer. It was called 33's Company. It was a blonde stout. It was goddamn delicious. So without further ado, let's get to some of the recordings from this past Friday. Here we go.
This is the Dark Side Records and Gallery Podcast.
It's a brisk 23 degrees out here on November 25th, 2016. It is, of course, Black Friday. I'm standing outside of Dark Side Records. This is JB, here for the Dark Side Records podcast. I'm standing in front of the line. They look anxious, cold, dreary, some handsome, some not so handsome. It's a good looking bunch. It's a good looking bunch. They're all eyeing me. Either, I'm sure, to figure out how to get in early to get their hands on releases, it's a sign of a good morning. I am standing here with our first in line. Sir or madam, what is your name?
It's Robert.
Robert, thank you for being first in line. Thank you for being here this morning.
Absolutely.
How long have you been here?
I got here about 4:40 in the morning.
That is insanity. Why were you here at 4:40 in the morning?
Well, I was here about the same time in April. And I was like fourth in line in April, and I know this event's a little smaller, so I figured I probably would be first, but I wanted to be sure that I'd be in a good position, and I was here quite long before other people.
I see you brought a chair.
A chair, a comforter, some nice clothing to keep me warm. Mm-hmm. I'm layered.
Good, smart move.
And I just wanted to be sure I got a couple of the releases that were coming out so I wouldn't have to go and try to find them at crazy prices.
That, of course, was going to be my follow-up question. What releases? How's about this? We'll start with this. What's your number one pick? You're first in line. What's the one thing that brought you to be first in line?
I really wanted to get the new Monkey release.
Mm-hmm.
Which is a EP of songs that were not put on their new album that just came out. My daughter really wanted me to get Mr. Hankey's Christmas on brown scented vinyl.
Oh, I didn't realize it was scented.
Yes, and I didn't. I kept telling her I don't know what brown smells like, but it's brown scented.
Oh, we know. Yeah. We all know.
And then there's a few others on there I wanted to get. Bangles, which came out on LP, and Billy Idol. I wanted to get that one live, Billy Idol. So there's a few on my list there.
Cool. Any run-ins with anything terrifying at the wee hours of this morning?
No, it was very quiet. I was hoping to get a little sleep while I was in line, but that didn't really happen. But it was quiet and well lit, which I also appreciated.
Yes. Well, we are, needless to say, worry about the safety of everyone who comes here, and clearly we're sticklers for rules and, safety regulations.
Right. And actually, I like the fact that you guys are very fair with this system, that, people get just one release and nobody hogs them. That it's all very orderly. I've seen some things online from other stores that were very sort of haphazard, and it's well organized and run well, and I appreciate that too.
Oh, well, thank you. Are you wearing a Doctor Who tie, scarf right now?
Yes, I am wearing a Doctor Who scarf, and it is considerably warm.
Uh-huh.
And I wonder, when you had to wear it on the set all the time, he must have been cooking, because it's very, very warm.
That was a prop scarf. They make it out of tissue paper, and can't even feel it.
Well, no, actually, it was a real scarf, and the reason why it was so long on the show was because they gave some yarn to this lady to make a scarf, and she figured they wanted all of the yarn used, so she used all the yarn and came up with this crazy long scarf, ended up using it as a prop.
Really, to your benefit this morning.
Absolutely. It's like 15 feet long.
Wow.
Yeah. A little cumbersome.
Yeah. Well, thank you for being here this morning.
Thank you very much.
Thank you for being first in line, and I hope you enjoy your Doctor Who tunic, apparently, that you can wrap your entire body in. Your Doctor Who cocoon. All right, Robert, thank you for being here.
Thank you.
JB here. It is now 8:51, 9 minutes to open. So I'm going to keep these interviews short and sweet as I walk down the line. We have a solid 50 people here. Oh, we're going to post this later. Let's say there's a solid 300 people waiting in line. Easily, 350.
Easily.
Yep. The police are here guiding traffic. Freets of New York food truck is here. Almost already out of food.
Man, it smells good.
So delicious.
Yeah.
And I'm standing here with what I think is number 3 and 4 in line. What are your names?
I'm Eric.
Steve.
Eric and Steve, is this your first Black Friday here?
Yes, this is my first Black Friday.
Second. You interviewed me last year.
I was going to say, I feel like you were lying when you said yes, it was your first Black Friday.
I was here for the one in April.
Record Store Day.
Record Store Day. I missed Black Friday at the beginning over there, but I got there like right before you closed the doors, and I still was able to get something, so I didn't actually get the whole excitement like this.
You didn't get to drink all of this.
I actually was like, you guys, like, get what you want and get the hell out. That was what it was, because you were so tired.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
Usually about 8:30, that's when we're done. So. Okay, so I'll start here. Since it's your first Black Friday, how are your balls, and have they frozen off yet?
No, they have not frozen off yet, and okay. They're pretty good.
Okay, good, good. It is a brisk, I'm going to say negative 18 degrees out here, judging by how cold I am. What time did you get here?
6:30.
6:30.
Got picked up at 6. I was up at 3:45.
Takes them a long time to get ready, I guess. I am.
No, my ride wasn't ready, but I was, like, too excited, and I was just, like, 3:45. I'm not going back to bed.
Because I want to say, I had to leave my house at 7:30 this morning, and I think I was up at 7:27. That's my lead time.
That's why you have the hat on and bedhead, and yeah, I get
that's
it.
That's why I have literally not woken up yet. This is, I'm not going to remember any of this tomorrow.
That's good.
Okay, so this is your second Black Friday.
Yes.
Maybe I should do this, I should ask this question afterwards. I would ask how you feel it differs from the last one.
It smells better with Freets of New York here. It smells a lot better with them here, so.
Way to plug the sponsor. Nicely done. Nicely done.
Sorry they did that. Huh?
They might give you a free sandwich now. That's this whole thing sponsored by, of and course, Freets of New York.
It is a little colder being minus 17. Last year I just had on my, I think it was my Boba Fett hoodie that went all the way up and covered my face.
I remember that. Creepy. Creepy.
I tried wearing a Vader one this year, but it was too cold.
Yeah, I see a lot of people here with blankets. Obviously, there's a giant Doctor Who scarf, which we talked about. Let's talk about what you guys are excited to pick up. You've been here since 7 in the morning. 6 in the morning. Thank you for remembering. Thank you. What are you excited to pick up today?
Anthrax, the Iron Maiden, and maybe the Deicide. There's a couple others. Bob Dylan. Yeah. Yeah.
Records.
Yeah.
Rolling Stones.
For the record, we also have one DVD, okay? and CDs. Four CDs. So we have many choices. I was going to pick you to be a Gwar 7-inch pick disc kind of guy.
It was on it was on my long list, but not on my short list.
I am getting that as well.
Okay. Okay. You know, that's what I thought I was going to be the only guy here. Me and my friend Rob, I thought we were going to be the only two people buying the Gwar. But that makes me happy.
BFI is on my list.
BFI?
BFI.
Oh, yeah. Can he
say
that?
Billy Idol.
Can he say what it stands for?
It's podcast. We can curse a little.
Oh, right? You can say whatever the fuck you want. Balls.
Billy fucking Idol. It has to be BFI. Billy fucking Idol.
Yeah.
I feel like I've just discovered a newfound respect for Billy Idol all of a sudden.
Actually, I'm more excited to use the restroom than to get records at this point.
Yeah. Yeah, real restroom as opposed to the other spot.
Yeah.
10-4. 10-4. There's a guy sleeping back there. You got to watch out for him. So.
Well, he's not there right now.
Okay, good. Good. Okay, guys, thank you for being here this morning. Thank you for coming. That's a perfect.
Can you guys just replay exactly what you did before? Because it's highly entertaining.
Can I record a thing for our podcast?
You can record anything you want, baby.
That now I'm aroused and confused.
Well, depends which one's upper, which one's lower.
You are a delight at 8:45 in the morning.
I'm drunk on life.
Look, we don't judge here. I don't judge whatever is in your coffee cup. It's your business.
Do you think riboflavin is the second ingredient?
So, I'm down the line. We have 4 minutes to go. It is 8:56.
Oh, my God. So am I getting excited?
You're so close to peeing right now. You can pee in warmth.
I don't want to pee. I don't have to pee.
You don't have to pee?
I'm amazing at my age. I don't get up during the night to pee at all. I just wanted to tell you that. I'm probably the only woman my age who does not pee at night.
I get up and pee.
But you're not a woman my age.
You don't know my life.
What about his mother? Find out about his mother.
Things I don't need to know about. Some stranger's mother. Although I do have a saying that I love like when you make friends with someone.
Yes.
Like when you meet their family, suddenly they go from being like these characters in your life to being actual humans with like backstories and, you know, like childhood traumas and embarrassments and all sorts of things like that. Right. And they suddenly become like three-dimensional and real. And I always love doing
that's
that.
That's what I've said about people all my life, because that's what I do. I work with people.
What do you do for a living?
Well, what I do for pleasure is I'm a therapist, but what I do for a living is something else.
What do you do for a living?
That we can't talk about on the podcast.
10-4. That's how you got so far up in this line, I see.
Yes.
Well done. It is very cold out.
That's why I'm not cold.
That makes sense.
And that's why I don't have to pee.
That makes sense.
Yes. Yeah.
Okay, so what are your names?
My name is Faith.
Faith?
Hope.
Charity.
Faith, Hope, and Robert.
I was going to go with Charity.
Charity.
That
I love
the Trinity.
All three of your stripping names are delightful. This is the weirdest three-person stripping burlesque show. It is. It is.
Spinning life now.
God, I should have brought my thongs with me, but I thought they'd be too cold for this morning.
Are you two related?
Me and Robert.
You and Robert. You, Charity. Charity. We use Charity. Only stage names here.
Hey, Charity.
That way, legally, we can't be held liable for anything.
I'm a cousin of his mother.
Oh.
Nope. He says that's a lie. Okay. So, Faith, what are you here for this morning?
I'm here to feed my daughter.
Okay. So I see she is eating Life cereal and some Donettes.
I'm not eating any Donettes.
What happened to the Donettes?
No, she had a bagel.
What happened to the Donettes?
The Donettes.
They went to the car.
I'm going to give them to a homeless person on my way home.
Okay. You were delightful and very kind. You brought a bag of tiny donuts called Donettes.
Yeah.
And you offered them to the whole line, which, all joking aside, very generous.
Thank you.
And thank you.
And we got a very small boy, very high on powdered sugar.
I like how you're saying this more quietly into yeah. the microphone.
I'm worried because his parents might kill Stripper Faith.
They hate you so much.
They could come to me for ADD.
That little
terrorist.
That's
how I try to get the people to come to me for ADD. Yeah. Okay.
Okay. Well, did you come here for any releases, any Black Friday releases?
To release some of my built-up pensions.
I'm just moving on. Tensions. What did you... So, Hope, you came here.
For attention.
I'm looking at a variety of things for some for various persons.
The main thing we came here for is not here.
What's that?
The new power generation disc, the 12-inch, but that was taken off the list, like, I don't know, last minute, like, a week ago?
Prince. Mm-hmm. Did you know about that?
I did.
Yeah, probably there's crazy people.
I've heard of them. I've heard of them.
You heard of him? What about King?
Not I've heard King of that guy, Cole. Too. Oh, door is open. Line is moving in. You guys, thank you for being here. Line has moved inside. People are making purchases. I'm here with number 28 in line. Sir, what's your name?
Carl Andrews.
Carl, how do you feel about Black Friday so far?
I feel that the line is moving very slow. Dark Side may have not been prepared for this. And not enough cash registers are open at this time.
How would you say the staff is working?
Not to their full capacity.
Would you name anyone specifically in that?
Tyler.
What titles, if you ever make it to the register, what titles are you looking forward to?
The Ramones live at the Roxy, Budos Band, the Soundgarden EP, and the Jimi Hendrix EP.
Are you going to pick up any other new releases that came out today, non-Black Friday related?
I'm not sure if there are any new dark folk records, but that's my thing, and I'll be looking for those.
I see you came wearing corpse paint today, staying true to your Norwegian black metal roots. I appreciate that in this cold weather.
I try to do my part.
I guess this actually is reminiscent of your homeland of Sweden, or Norway, or wherever the fuck black metal originated.
Never heard of the place.
What time did you get here this morning?
8 o'clock.
How was it waiting outside? I see you didn't light any fires, burn down a church to keep warm or anything.
I layered up. I brought some fresh hot coffee and a fresh pack of cigarettes.
I would have gone with just whiskey. That's my waiting in line move for 8 in the morning on a Friday. Okay, well, good luck, sir. I hope you make it to the register. Godspeed.
Thank you. Happy Black Friday, everyone.
So I am here with the last person in line. It is 9:17 a.m. We're still outside. Line has not made it in the building. At least this point in the line has not made it in the building yet. Sir, what is your name?
My name is Adam Levy.
Adam Levy, what time did you get here this morning?
I got here about 45 minutes ago.
Shut up.
Yeah. I was in the car.
Whoa.
Yeah. Yeah.
45 minutes ago, yeah. And last in line.
That's it. Yep.
Wow.
Drinking coffee. Getting ready. You know.
That's doing better than the guy in there who's just been drinking whiskey all morning. So.
I wish I was that guy.
Yeah. So tell me, what are you looking forward to today? What did you come here to pick up?
I'm getting, I'd like to get, hopefully it's there, the Bob Dylan at the Albert Hall.
Mm-hmm.
Double disc, double LP. A couple of Kink stuff that's out. And I think it's the Return of the Living Dead soundtrack I'm looking for on vinyl.
Okay. We also have a slew of new releases, regular Friday new releases that came out, that include a new Bob Dylan.
Yeah.
Which I suppose it's a box set.
I got it already.
Amazing.
So I'm sorry. I would have gotten it from you, but I got
it. No apologies needed.
Yeah,
it's okay.
Yeah.
Those are the two questions I got.
All right. That's
basically what I have.
Yeah, that's good.
I'm glad you have not been freezing your balls off out here for too long.
It's all good.
Well, good luck. I hope you get everything you were looking for.
Appreciate it.
Thank you for coming.
Thank you. Happy to be here.
All right, this is JB. I'm back outside. It is 9:20 in the morning, and we have our first person who has made their purchases and made their way back outside. It is still freezing out here.
It's warmed up. It's got to be at least zero now.
That sounds accurate. My balls have still yet to rescind from their snugness up inside my chest cave. What is your name, sir?
Steve.
Steve.
Forgot from earlier already. Yeah.
You're ruining the bit, Steve.
Oh,
you're ruining the bit. Steve, you've made it in. You've made it out. How did it go inside?
It went okay. I got the one I really needed, which was Iron Maiden, but I missed out on Billy fucking Idol.
Oh, brutal.
And, you know, thinking you're number five, you have a shot, but stuff was limited, as it always is, so that's why you have to be number one.
There can only be one number one.
Look out, you don't step in number two.
Okay, are you happy? You're happy with your purchases?
I'm happy. Cool. And there's apparently some free stuff in the bag. I haven't checked it out yet.
Let's take a look. We give away a ton of free stuff on Black Friday. Let's see. What's in your bag of goodies?
Beer koozie.
Beer koozie? So you can keep it extra cold when you're standing out here.
You know, my ice did... a balloon.
That's a condom.
Oh,
used.
Used condom. Nice. Oh, a bunch of them.
Nice.
So, Led Zeppelin buttons.
Okay, excellent.
And some other stuff on the bottom that I have to dig for, and it's too cold to dig in.
Cool. Well, what were your other purchases? I see you have a couple of records there.
Muddy Waters, you gotta get Muddy.
Okay.
Muddy, Iron Maiden, Ramones. Oh, I got a
Slip Mask.
I got a Cars album was in my goodie bag.
You got a free Cars LP. Excellent.
Mickey Mouse.
Right, for the kids.
No, for me.
Okay, for the adults.
Rolling Stones.
Beautiful.
And Muddy.
A good haul. A good haul.
So now the fun part, trying to track down Billy fucking Idol.
Well, as I'm sure you may know, the day after Record Store Day, there's a lot of... communication between the stores, a lot of leftovers lists that go out. So we do put up our list of everything that we still have in stock, but also
you look for stuff that you don't have.
Exactly. We try to get our hands on other things, so we will keep our eyes out for things. So if you didn't get what you wanted on Black Friday, this also goes around Record Store Day.
That's what happened. Record Store Day, I missed the Iron Maiden Empire of the Clouds, but I was able to pick it up on Tuesday when you guys did some swapping and picked it up.
Perfect. So, just a reminder to anyone else who's listening, if you didn't get what you want, sit tight. It's all good.
There's always the second chance.
There's always the second chance.
Sloppy seconds.
Dark Side Records, happy to be your sloppy seconds. I should probably rephrase that.
Just cut it right there.
Yeah, okay, perfect. Thank you for coming, man.
Thank you.
Have a great day.
You too.
All right, it is about 10 in the morning. The line has subsided. People are now just in the store shopping. We are doing a sale all day long. This part doesn't matter because it's probably Monday by the time this is live. So all this is in the past tense anyway. So what the hell. So I'm here. I've got a couple people. This is one I'm excited about.
Oh.
Provided, you know.
This is very kind. I'm a little blushing. I don't know what to say.
I'm here with two. You know, I was gonna say good friends, but then I realized I don't actually know anything about your personal lives.
We can be friends.
All good friendships start somewhere.
Oh,
and it's
we
happening
started.
Right now.
Oh my God! On this recording,
right oh my
you're
God.
Hearing magic.
Oh dear.
What are your names?
I am Tony O'Dell.
And I'm Mike McDermott. And we are from Hudson Valley Legends Podcast.
That's right. If you recognize my voice, I'm surprised. We do a podcast that is about all of the creepy shit going on in the local area. So if you're interested in ghosts and haunted things and aliens, soon to be, I guess.
Soon to be aliens.
Definitely check us out. It's a lot of fun.
Beautiful. You guys have a great podcast.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate
that.
Oh, thank you.
Fantastic.
Ours is... I don't have a good sell the way you have for yours. Ours is, hey, we do a podcast.
Well, ours is practiced, and we didn't want to rush it too much.
Yeah.
It's rehearsed.
We have a script. You guys go in balls out, so, you know,
correct.
I appreciate that.
Ours is like, we talk about farts. That's our big tagline.
We just don't keep the button on record when we talk about our farts. That's the difference. That's
See, yeah, you don't get to hear me go, fuck, every time I mess up. So, yeah, it's great.
That's 50% of our podcast, is that right there. Thank you guys for coming out on this Black Friday. So, tell me what you got. Did you get everything you were looking for?
I did. I'm so excited.
Are you recording right now?
We are recording.
Am I on camera?
Sir.
What did we get? We got, I got Puss of Fur, of course, because I absolutely adore Tool and Maynard James. Mm-hmm. And I got,
I like that you're on a first and middle name basis with Maynard James.
He's my bae. He just doesn't know it yet. And then I got the last Frank Zappa.
Cool.
So I'm very, very stoked about that.
Exciting.
And then I got, let's see. I'm a bass player, so I had to pick up my boy Jacko.
Of
the
course.
Jacko Pastorius soundtrack. This, I just thought was a really cool piece of, like, music history. I got the Psychedelic Experience, Timothy Leary, and Friends. Just a guide.
We did not think we were going to get that.
I never thought I was going to get this. But, you know, it's a guide to taking LSD, because if you need help, there it is.
Wait, but the most profound piece that
the
you
most
got,
profound. This is my childhood right here, and I had to, and she laughed at me, especially with these two other choices first. The Mr. Hankey's Christmas Classic, South Park. Very excited for this. This is going on as soon as we get home.
Great. On brown vinyl, brown scented vinyl.
Brown scented vinyl?
Brown scented. I'm not okay with this. I don't want this opened in my house.
This is going to be opened in the house.
You guys
are going to have to be okay with it.
When we do our joint episode of our podcast, you're going to need to tell me what the brown scented record smells like.
I will give it a thorough scientific
logging. If we didn't break up yet, we'll tell you all about it.
Because I'm not going to lie, I am intrigued and borderline horrified.
He was afraid that was going to sell out.
I was worried.
I felt pity for you for a moment.
Because this stuff is fun and nice to have. This makes my holiday now.
It actually reads on the front, scented LP on poo brown colored vinyl.
Oh, can you smell it through the paper?
I'm trying to sniff through the plastic right now. I feel like I feel like you should punch a hole in your shrink wrap and see if you
can. Yeah, can we open this now and just see? There's so many things happening today. We made friendships.
I know.
We're smelling vinyls together.
I think history is being made right now. I don't know of any other brown smelling LPs.
Mm-hmm.
I think this might
be. The anticipation's killing me.
We do have a Ghostbusters soundtrack that is a white marshmallow. It's like a poofy jacket. That is a marshmallow scented and textured jacket.
That's adorable.
That's kind of nice. All right.
Oh my God, we're sniffing the poo vinyl.
Okay, here we go. We are officially right now.
Okay, here we go.
It smells like something.
This is one of the few contexts in life where you go, wow, this smells like shit.
Yes.
And it's totally good.
Totally true.
Okay, we're pulling the record out right now.
It is
poo brown.
Brown.
Yeah, it is poo brown.
It has an odd scent to it. I don't know what I'd label it as. Definitely a brown scent, though.
What the fuck is that? It doesn't smell like poop, though. I wouldn't call it
poop.
That, yeah.
We get to stay together!
There will be another episode of Hudson Valley Legends now. Yay! All right.
Poop kept you guys together.
That's
you know, it's true. It's true.
Like all good relationships.
Like all good relationships.
If you can survive that, you can survive anything.
Exactly.
Oh, on that cute note.
As long as you've
Merry
made it.
Merry Christmas, everyone.
You're like a month early on that.
Ooh, it's getting.
It's getting it's more getting, aromatic. It's coming out
here as it goes.
Oh. I've been told I have similar effects. At least you're not at the point of pooping while maintaining constant eye contact. That's the point of the relationship that I'm in now.
I've heard that's the 5-year anniversary.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
We'll get there.
Don't look. I can't poop if you don't look.
burps and farts make me laugh every time. Please don't. I'll be laughing for 20 minutes.
Okay, then we're going to have a great joint podcast.
I cannot wait. I'm so excited.
This is
going to
be good.
Of course, House of Violet Legends, a great podcast. Where can we find you on the interwebs?
HudsonValleyLegends.com. And we've got a Twitter, Instagram. Just search Hudson Valley Legends and you will find us.
Beautiful, beautiful. And we're going to do something together soon. Some sort of joint thing. We'll work out those details. I don't want to spoiler alert.
No. We've got it all planned out already. It's all set. Yeah, we're just keeping a surprise for you. Sure. Sure, why not?
That was a good sell.
Yeah, why not?
All right, you guys, thank you for coming here on Black Friday. I'm glad you were able to get everything you wanted.
Yeah. Thank you.
We'll see you guys soon.
Absolutely. Yeah, see you soon.
See you soon. Awesome.